بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد الحمدللہ today is the 4th of August in the year 2019 but more importantly we've entered the glorious and most greatest days of on the surface of the earth i.e. the blessed 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah i.e. it being the third. And we've reached verse 26 of Surah Al-Hijr. This being the fifth session. So inshallah today going through up to and including verse 30. So verse 26. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We created man from sounding clay. From mud molded into shape. So now here in this glorious verse, Allah the Almighty and Glorious Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is describing the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the tragedy is, most have no idea how he was created. And this verse, if you were to ask him a simple question, which part of his creation is being referred to here in this verse? That question would sound very strange to many people. They would probably respond, Allah Ta'ala is creating Adam and he's telling you how he's creating him. And the response is, you don't know. This is actually the third phase. So, there's five stages to the creation of Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. So to mention the report first, and then to give you the sequence. So this narration is in Ibn Jarir in his tafsir. And the great Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from teen lazib, i.e. from sticking clay, which is sticking clay, and this is in reference to Surah 37 verse 11. Then he said, which is pure sticky clay. Then he said, after he alayhi salatu wasalam was putrid mud, and this is in reference to Surah 15 verse 27, which we're going through. He was putrid mud after being soil. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from this, i.e. the sticky clay with his hand. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's body underwent 40 nights of being tried by misfortunes. Shaitan would come to him and strike him with his foot, causing Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to make a sound, yusalsil. This explains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, and he said, like pottery. He added, like something that is hollow and not solid. So this is the report. So obviously, you need commentary. But what the great Ibn Abbas is simply saying, radiyallahu anhu, is that he was created in stages, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he's referencing various verses of the Quran. And at the end, it mentions that Shaitan struck him with his foot. So now, let's mention this. So simply put, there's five stages. Let's give you the five stages first. The first is Turab, dust. And this is in reference to Surah 3 verse 59. So this is his first element, our fathers, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, dust. So in Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3 verse 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam, khalaqahu min turab. Adam is like Christ in the sight, Isa is like Adam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created him of dust. So the first thing he was created from, alayhi salatu wasalam, was dust. The second stage is turbat, and this is soil. So dust was his first element. The second was soil. So where is this mentioned? So it mentions this in the hadith. So in Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, Ibn Asakir, Shaykh Al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi says Hassan in As-Sahihah number 1580. Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna Adama khuliqa min thalathati turbat, sawda wa bayda wa hamra. Verily Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from three types of soil, the black, the white, and the red. So the first stage was dust, then different types of soils. It was black, white, and red. And this is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Adding details. In Abu Dawud Ahmad and Shaykh Al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states Sahih in As-Sahihah number 1630. Abu Musa Al-Ashari radiyallahu anhu relates that our beloved messenger said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from one handful that he picked from all over the earth. Thus Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's children came according to the earth. Amongst them are the red, the black, the white, the yellow, and those in between. And amongst them are the easy, the cruel, the filthy, the good, and those in between. So more details in this Sahih Hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala took one handful from all over the earth. And whichever strain reached you, you became. In another hadith adding details, in Nasa'i, Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states Sahih in Mukhtasar ul-Ulu, number 71. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved messenger said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from the earth's soil, the red and black, wa tayyibiha wa khabithiha, the pure and the filthy. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derived from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam both the good and the filthy offspring. So here the Prophet added sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there's something of Adam which is, you know, filthy. We say khabith, like a dirt. And if you have that strain, you're in deep trouble. You just be naturally, you know, inclined towards evil. So here the second stage is mentioned. Simply put, the soil, different types of soil, different qualities of soil is mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what's the first? Dust. The second is the soil. The third stage is hamaim masnoon, this verse. Now we get to this verse. Boli bali musulman, you go, what's this verse? You know Allah Ta'ala is creating Adam, is it? Explain it, please. Right? He goes, well, it's self-explanatory. No, it's not. This is the third stage. Then he looks at you like that. Hama'im masnoon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ صَلْصَالٍ مِّنْ حَمَاءٍ مَسْنُونَ. We created man from sounding clay, from mud molded into shape. The fourth stage, sticky clay. Teen al-lazib. This is in Surah 37, verse 11. Allah Ta'ala mentions it there. Teen al-lazib, sticky clay. And the fifth and final stage of his body was salsalin qalfakhar. This is in reference to Surah 55, verse 14. Surah Al-Rahman. Surah 55, verse 14. Dry sounding clay like pottery. Dry sounding clay like pottery. So now, let's look at these stages. He was first created from dust. Then he was created from soil, different types of soil. Then he was mud molded. Then he became sticky clay. Then his Body sounded like dry sounding clay, like pottery. So now if you look at the third stage, mud molded, which we're referring to, and the sticky clay, you get the impression that somebody's designing. So now there's a report, and the report mentions in Ibn Sa'd and Istabaqat 1-27, Abu Na'im al-Hilya 8-264, Abu al-Shaykh 5-1546. One of the companions of the Allah, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I fermented Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's clay with my hand. I fermented Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's clay with my hand. Which stage is this?
Four.
See, without these keys, you have no idea which stage Allah Ta'ala is referring to. Question. Is this hadith something we can understand? I fermented Adam alayhi salatu wasalam clay with my hand. Is this something that we can understand? Why? Why is it Mutashabihat?
Because it's describing the attribute of Allah.
Yes, right? Whenever Allah Ta'ala is described, you don't start saying a hand. So he's using his hand like this to ferment Adam. We just believe it. This is something which is the honor given to Adam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala created him in an unusual way. When Allah Ta'ala creates, he only says kun. Kun fayakun. Be and it is. Jinn were created like that. Angels were created like that. Nothing special. But we weren't. Allah Ta'ala created us in an unusual way, an honorable way. That's how we explain these reports. But no, the clay is mentioned here. So now, if you look at the last part of the verse, the hadith from Ibn Abbas, it says that Shaitan started striking him with his foot. Now, what is this in reference to? And he says that we were hollow. Adam was hollow. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So, there's a report. So this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, number 2611. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned Adam in paradise, alayhi salatu wasalam, he left him without a soul for as long as he willed to leave him. Iblis then started circling the clay, examining its nature. When he realized it was hollow, he said, "Zafirtu bih khuliqa khalqan la yatamalak." I will conquer this, for it is a creation that cannot hold itself together. This last sentence is recorded in Imam Ahmad's Musnad, and Shaykh Al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states Sahih in As-Sahihah number 2158. So let's look at this. So where was he fashioned? Was he fashioned on the earth? Paradise. So what's strange about Adam? Where, what was the constituent used for his creation?
Paradise.
No. What was the constituent used for his creation? Where was that from? No.
From the earth.
Come on, I know it's a bit early, but right? His constituent is the earth. Where was he fashioned?
Paradise.
See, we don't even know about our father. You know, forget about, you know, companions of the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left him without a soul. Meaning, now he's completed. But there's no soul in his blessed body. And who started doing the tawaf around his body? Shaitan. And then what did he say? He realized, Ajwaf, it is hollow, because the body is hollow. And what did the shaitan say? I will conquer this, for it is a creation that cannot hold itself together. So what did he mean by that? The accursed. So the scholars, they mention a few things. The first thing mentioned, that we are indeed hollow. This refers to the empty spaces within the human body, which are passages for food, air, blood, so on. Air goes through us. Food goes through us. How does it go through you? Because we're hollow. As soon as Shaitan noticed that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's body was hollow, he concluded he is prone to desires. Shaitan probably understood that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam would have bodily desires such as food, drink, the sexual urge, and this would make him easy to control. Qadi Iyad in his Ikmalul Mu'lim 8-86, he said, Rahmatullah alayhi, cannot hold together means he cannot hold himself or control himself against desires. So when Shaitan says he can't control, he goes, he can't hold himself together, he goes, desires are going to get him. I'm going to use the desires to get him. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said in his Al-Minhaj 16-380, he cannot take hold of himself and withhold from sinning. It can also mean he cannot stop the whispers of Shaitan, or that he cannot control himself during anger. This applies to humans at large. Notice when a person gets angry, he loses control. When a person finds it very easy to sin, why do you find it very easy to sin? Because this is part of our nature. And Shaitan whispers through us, because we're hollow. Shaitan's hatred and enmity towards humans started even before our father was granted a soul. Think about that. If somebody goes to you, why is he hating him? He's not even, you know, talking yet. That's how much he hates Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. At first sight of Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaitan decided, I will conquer him. That's the words he used. I will conquer him. This should make us more alert and prepared against the wicked intentions and whispers of our eternal enemy. So note Allah Ta'ala's honor and Shaitan's immediate, you know, hatred towards our beloved father, alayhi salatu wasalam. Other things are mentioned. So, it mentions here. So this is recorded in Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir's tafsir. So if you look at the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صَلْصَالٍ مِّنْ حَمَاءٍ مَسْنُونٍ. Ibn Abbas and many others, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they said, صَلْصَال means dry mud. Dry mud, thus clay. Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi said, salsal means putrid. Putrid, meaning there's some sort of smell to it. Salsal means putrid. But Ibn Kathir added, it is more appropriate to interpret this verse with another verse. Min hama'im masnoon, of altered mud. Altered means the dried clay that comes from mud, which is soil. Altered here means smooth. So there's a bit of ikhtilaf here. One of the meanings of salsal, according to Mujahid, is that there's a smell, it's putrid. But Ibn Kathir said, it is more appropriate that it doesn't mean putrid. It means altered, smooth. Why? Because you can't think of a prophet with a sense of something. But the counter argument to that is, the prophet said it. He said, there's the khabith within him. Those who get the khabith become wicked. So there's something which is not from him, but for some of his children who will go off track, as they say. Also in Surah 38 verse 71, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Sa'd, لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِكُمْ بَشَرًا مِّنْ تِينَ. To the angels, I said, I am about to create man from clay. Which state is this? Which state is that? The clay.
Third.
So Allah Ta'ala is telling him about the third stage. So now there's something also which is easily missed. This shows that the material world which we are on was created before Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. Geology also shows that man came on the scene at a very late stage in the history of the planet. This is all news to us, you know, they're working it out. Because man came about many years after the earth. We knew that anyway. Well, thanks for telling us. But we've left the Quran. Somebody goes, where's the proof? Adam. What was he made from? Alayhi salatu wasalam. The world. So the world had to be here before him. And this shows that the world is actually described as our mother. The hadith in Tabarani, the Prophet said, treat your mother with respect. And he's referring, and it was interesting, they call it Mother Earth, and it's true. So what's strange is we're walking on our mother. You know, this is something strange that we have to reflect upon. And maybe that's why the crushing takes place in the grave. I.e., as a way of payback, as they say. So the verse again, we created man from sounding clay, from mud molded into shape. And yes, his soul was finally then placed in his holy body. But that was the last stage. Where was he when his soul was placed in his holy body?
Paradise.
Paradise. So the first thing that Adam, our beloved father, alayhi salatu wasalam, saw was paradise. But his constituent is from the earth. That is very important to highlight.
Is there detail about the verse about the soul, how the soul
was? Yes, we've discussed this in Surah Al-Baqarah. But simply put, when the soul was placed in his holy body, he actually tried to walk, but he couldn't because the soul hadn't entered his legs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man is created hasty. This is in our nature. So some things are in our nature, very like, you know, he wanted to walk. And then when the soul entered his body, the hadith mentions in Abu Dawud al-Tayalisi, he sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the angels alayhi salatu wasalam were stunned because he wasn't taught that. They realized immediately that he's been honored. Allah Ta'ala has given him direct knowledge. And Allah the Almighty and Glory said, Ya Rahmakallah, Ya Adam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you, O Adam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Verse 27. And the jinn race we had created before from the fire of a scorching wind. So now the jinn are mentioned. So what does it mean? What is their constituent? So first, there's a report. The hadith is in Abu Dawud al-Tayalisi, Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir's tafsir. Abu Ishaq, he relates, I visited Umar al-Asam when he was sick. And he said, shall I not tell you a hadith I heard from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? I said, please do. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, this smokeless flame is one of the 70 parts of the smokeless fire from which the jinn were created. Then he recited this verse. وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And the jinn we created earlier from the smokeless flame of fire. So basically, have we got a fire on the earth which doesn't let off a smoke? Every fire lets off smoke. But there's a fire that doesn't. The jinn were created from that. So what's one of the first mistakes people make without even thinking? Because they're made from this fire. No, they're not made from this fire. Right? Stop speaking without knowledge. They're created from smokeless flame. In the Sahih Hadith, in Sahih Muslim, our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورِ وَخُلِقَتِ الْجَانُ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارِ وَخُلِقَ آدَمُ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. The angels alayhi salatu wasalam were created from light. The jinn were created from a smokeless flame of fire. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from that which has been described to you. There's the sadness. The Prophet didn't even give you details. Why? Because he goes, you should know this. He goes, you ask any Muslim, was Adam created from? He goes, dust. What else? Then he goes, well, what else do you need to know, brother? There you go, he's missed out four stages. So the Prophet, you can see from the wording, he goes, this is common knowledge. He goes, don't you know what your father's made from? Alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibn Kathir said, this verse is intended to point out the noble nature, good essence and pure origin of Adam. So look how interesting. Ibn Kathir said, why does Allah Ta'ala mention the jinn straight after human beings? Because Allah Ta'ala is telling you something about Adam. He's honoring Adam, not the jinn. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, this is a report. So this fire, now this is fascinating. What exactly is this fire that the jinn are made from? So you have to go to a particular verse, Surah 55 verse 15, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And the jinn he created mimmarijim minnar. He created the jinn from a confusing flame of fire. Mimmarijim minnar. He created the jinn from a confusing flame of fire. What does that mean? So Ibn Abbas, I'm going to give you the reference, then I'm going to give you the somebody. In Ibn Jarir, in his tafsir, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he said, Marijim minnar means the middle and the best part of the fire. So not only are they created from smokeless fire, the best part, Ibn Abbas said, that part of the fire where the jinn created from. Ibn Abbas also said, radiyallahu anhu, in Ibn Jarir, in his tafsir, Marijim minnar, the purest part of the fire. Not just the best, the purest part of the fire they were created from. Also Mujahid in Ibn Jarir in his tafsir, he said, Rahmatullah alayh, Mimmarijim minnar means the yellow and green flame at the top of the fire. The yellow and green flame at the top of the fire when it burns. And Mujahid Rahmatullah alayh said in Ibn Jarir's tafsir, he added red as well, the red part. So all of these are reports. Now, to summarize, what were the jinn? You ask the people, what jinn made from fire, brother? Well, gas cooker, right? Which fire? And again, they haven't got a clue. The jinn are created from the purest and best part of the smokeless flame, either from its middle or top, the yellow, green, and red. I'll say that again. The jinn are created from the purest and best part of the smokeless flame, either from its middle or top, the yellow, green, and red. That is what they're made from. So why is that important to highlight? They've also been ordered. But their element is fire. Our element is what? Dust. And what's interesting about dust? Does it purify?
Yes.
Does fire purify? A nice correction, right? The fire also purifies. But which one is used predominantly? Dust. It's honored. Allah Ta'ala's honored is above the jinn. And also, people ask questions. They did ask this to the Salaf. They goes, if the rebellious jinn enter the fire, how is that a punishment? Because they're created from fire. So how would you respond to that?
They entered into a different part of the fire. So they're created from one part, but they are entered a different part.
Okay. So you're on the right track. But is the hellfire
intense? The hellfire being much more intense than the
much more intense. But is the hellfire the same as the fire of the jinn?
No.
Why? How do we know that?
It's been changed to different stages. Like
okay, it's been changed. But what is the clearest proof that it's not the same as the fire of the jinn?
Hadith that say the fire on earth is less.
No. If you're listening very carefully,
you said the best they give or the best
the color.
The color is black, but what is the clear difference between the two fires? How does Allah Ta'ala describe the fire of hell? What's one of the punishments? There's something about it which is mentioned clearly in the Quran as a further punishment, not just the heat, as a further punishment for the residents.
Easy.
Smoke. Allah Ta'ala goes, they'll be choking. Right? There's a smoke. So the fire of hell gives smoke. The fire of the jinn, does it give smoke? It's a different fire. It's not even the same fire. That's the simple answer. But one of the Salaf Rahmatullah alayh, he said that somebody asked him the question, because how is it a punishment for the jinn? This obviously shows what level people are, some people. So he threw a clod of earth at him and he hit him. And he got angry. He goes, why did you throw that at me? He goes, did it hurt you? He goes, yes, because you're made from earth. Why did it hurt you? He goes, earth has hit you and it's hurt you. Yet you're made from earth. So he goes, that according to your logic, anything that you're made from should not cause you any trouble. And yeah, it does cause you trouble. People get hit by structural failure. Isn't that earth? Why have you been killed by a brick hitting you? And the response is, it's obviously nonsensical argument. But whatever the case, fire is mentioned as a punishment. But it's got nothing to do with the fact that the jinn are not going to be punished. A'udhu billah. So verse 28. Behold, your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels alayhi salatu wasalam, I am about to create man from sounding clay, from mud molded into shape. So what do you notice? Allah Ta'ala's mentioned that twice. He mentions that just two verses prior. Min sadsalin min hama'in masnoon. And he says to the angels, Min sadsalin min hama'in masnoon. So notice the honor that Allah Ta'ala has given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Verse 29. When I have fashioned him in due proportion and breathe into him of my spirit, then prostrate, I to him. So now, again, mutashabihat, we were fashioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith mentions a few things were created by the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mutashabihat, but we can say safely in an unusual way. One is Adam. We were not the run of the mill, alayhi salatu wasalam. The other is the tree of Tuba. Allah Ta'ala created that with his hand. The other is the Torah. And there's another thing mentioned as well. So there's very few things that Allah Ta'ala has honored to create in an unusual way. And one of course is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he told the angels to prostrate. Verse 30. Thus the angels prostrated themselves. Ajma'un. Kulluhum ajma'un. All of them without exception. So now this prostration, just to add this. In Ibn Asakir and Al-Bidayah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, when the angels, alayhi salatu wasalam, were commanded to prostrate, the first one to prostrate was Israfil, alayhi salatu wasalam. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him by writing the Quran on his forehead. Subhanallah. So who was the first? Who was the first blessed forehead to touch the ground? It was Israfil, the third archangel. What do we know about Israfil? What's his duty? Alayhi salatu wasalam. He blows the horn, which ushers in the day of judgment. So he's a powerful, mighty angel. He was the first to prostrate. Allah Ta'ala loved that so much, he wrote the Quran on his forehead. Think about that. Again, mutashabihat, what does that mean? Why is the Quran being written? Who's wrote the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about that. There's a secret here. The secret here is Allah Ta'ala loves who? Who does he love?
The ones who obey.
No. Who does he love? Adam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Anybody who honors Adam, what does Allah Ta'ala do? وَلَقَدْ قَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have ennobled the sons of Adam. So this is Adam. If you honor Adam, look what Allah Ta'ala has done immediately. He's given the angel, the first to prostrate, the immense honor of writing the Quran on his forehead. Alayhi salatu wasalam. What was the stature of our father? In Sahih Bukhari, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, with a height of 60 dirha, i.e. from the elbow to the fingertips. He then said to him, go and greet those angels and listen to what they greet you back with, because that will be your greeting and the greeting of your children. So Adam went to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, assalamu alaikum. They said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, with the addition of wa rahmatullah. Those whoever enters paradise will enter it in Adam's image, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ever since that time, humans are reducing in their height. So in this flawless report, the Prophet first gave you the stature of Adam. He was 30 meters roughly in length or in height. A dirha is from your elbow to your fingertip, 60 of them. So he's about 30 meters in height. Then the hadith mentions that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is go and greet the angels. Who is teaching him that? He doesn't even mention Allah Ta'ala is putting it into his heart. And what did he say to the angels? Assalamu alaikum. And the angels replied, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, when you enter paradise, you'll have the height of Adam. But on the earth, humans have been reducing. In another report, in Imam Ahmad's Musnad and Al-Bidayah, our beloved messenger ﷺ said, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's height was 60 dirha. His width was 7 dirha. So in terms of his width, he was about 3.5 meters. So even his width is taller than our height. So his width was about 3.5 meters. His height was about 30 meters. So note, he was created in the best of images. And this is a great honor, of course, because Allah Ta'ala himself fashioned Adam. And Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, to finish, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ لَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We created man in the most beautiful of images. This is why we are the best of creation. Allah Ta'ala, this is something strange about us. We can't be bettered. Think about that. Allah Ta'ala goes, we created man, ahsani taqweem, the best of images. Why? Prophets are human beings. So when we start having these thoughts, why can't we do this, why can't we do that? That's actually a kufr type of thought. Allah Ta'ala has created you in the best of images. People say the jinn have got more power than us, but they're not better than us. They know there was no prophets or messengers amongst them. Why? Because the prophets and messengers are human beings. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So note, this is a tremendous honor Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us, that we're the children of a prophet. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So I'll recite the verses and we will conclude. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ.
We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu that He makes the Quran the Rabbi of our hearts. And I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu that He forgives me for any errors which I may have inadvertently uttered. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa bihamdika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat, wa tawassaw bil haqq, wa tawassaw bis sabr, subhanallah.